WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is sparking multiple investigations.
The House Financial Services Committee's top Democrat, Representative Maxine Waters of California, said in a letter to regulators that while she is crafting legislation to give regulators more authority, agencies should immediately investigate bank failures and use available enforcement tools to hold executives fully accountable. The Justice Department, Securities and Exchange Commission, Federal Reserve, and the California State Regulator of Silicon Valley Bank and several congressional committees have announced some form of investigations into the bank's failure.
The holding company that owns Silicon Valley Bank is filing for bankruptcy. SVB Financial Group said Friday it filed for a court-supervised reorganization under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to seek buyers for its assets. California regulators shut down Silicon Valley Bank last Friday, making it the largest bank collapse since 2008. The International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of the abduction of kids from Ukraine. Moscow does not recognize the court's jurisdiction. There's a Ford recall to fix brake hoses and wiper arms.
Ford is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. to fix leaky brake hoses and because on some models, windshield wiper arms can break. On Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKX midsize cars from 2013 through 2018, the front brake hoses can rupture and leak brake fluid, which can make stopping distances longer. Dealers will replace the hoses. The second recall covers F-150 pickup trucks from 2021. The windshield wiper arms can break on those models. Dealers will replace the arms if needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number. Or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
The German parliament votes to limit its own size following heated debate.
Germany has the largest freely elected parliament in the world. And for years now, because of the country's complicated voting system, it's been getting even bigger with every single federal election. The German government argues that an ever-expanding parliament is expensive, unpopular with voters, and slows down agreement. But conservative and radical left-wing opposition parties are in uproar, because under the new rules, they would most likely lose seats in the next election. They accuse the government of a power grab, calling the reform an attack on democracy.
It's the BBC's Damian McGinnis reporting. Restrictions are being lifted on former President Trump's YouTube account, so now former president can post new videos. YouTube's the latest platform to reinstate accounts belonging to the former president. Facebook owner Meta and Twitter both reinstated his accounts. News and analysis at townhall.com. A 14-year-old accused of being a hitman in a drug-related shooting is now under arrest in Mexico. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The boy is nicknamed Chapito, or Little Chapo, after the imprisoned drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Authorities near Mexico City allege that in January, the boy rode up on a motorcycle and opened fire on a family holding a birthday party in a Mexico City suburb, killing 8 people and leaving 5 adults and 2 children wounded. A man was also arrested in the killings, and 7 other members of the gang were arrested on drug charges. The motive for the killings has not been made public. I'm Donna Water.
About 56,000 service workers and teachers at LA Unified School District campuses may strike for 3 days next week. The SEIU union says it's waiting for a state mediator to schedule new talks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Weekend's going to be cold for us with below average numbers here. Nighttime low temps at or below freezing downtown Baltimore tomorrow night and Sunday night. 42 overnight tonight with a cloudy sky. We've had some on and off light rain showers in from the west. Partly cloudy, cool west winds on Saturday, high 54, low 30. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Live late night radio is alive and well on WCBM. Hi, I'm Frank Morano, and I want to bring you to the other side of midnight from 1 to 5 a.m. every Monday through Friday, where you'll get to hear about some of the news that didn't make it to the front page. My show also features celebrity interviews, in-depth discussion of pop culture, humorous stories from my own life. Join me dark and early from 1 to 5 a.m. for a live overnight party called The Other Side of Midnight, only on WCBM 680.
Are you looking for a way to boost your energy levels? Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements provides the essentials our bodies need to naturally reduce fatigue and increase stamina without the high sugar and unhealthy ingredients common in artificial energy sources. Cardiologist formulated Rescue Orasine supports blood pressure and heart health too. And right now, Rescue Orasine is buy one, get one free for all WCBM listeners. Just use the code MYENERGY when ordering to get this exclusive deal. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code MYENERGY online when you visit res-q.com, that's res-q.com. Rescue Orasine supports your body's natural energy production. Remember, don't forget the code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, to buy one Orasine and get one free. That code again, MYENERGY. Discover the answer for all natural energy today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And my name is Alan Ellis, and what's your names here this morning?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, like when I'm watching Gutfeld and they say, Tyrus is back. That's what I haven't been here on and off for a while.
I know. Welcome back.
I have to get ready. We've got a lot of events coming up, and I have to be ready on time for Alan when those events come. There is no if, ands, or buts about it. Right, babe?
Whatever you say, sweetie. Whatever you say. We did have an event.
Why don't you be honest?
I'm trying to be kind to you.
I have to be. I know I'm always late, but if I got to be ready on time, I can't do the show and get ready.
Right.
I was being honest, too.
So we had an event last week, the Maryland Bowhunter Society. Nice event.
It was wonderful.
Robin was at the pretty much at the Bucks, Bears, Stags table the whole time, signing in deer and, you know, watching our guys measure them. We had three of our measures there, and we measured maybe a dozen deer, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Most of them made the record book, some really nice deer. And posted most of them on our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, this past week. So we're well over 400. I think we're 410, 415, something like that. I was glad to get to 300 to publish a new record book in 2023, and we're 100 over that. So we're going to have a fantastic record book this fall. And, you know, since our inception 5 years ago, Bucks, Bears, Stags, we've become the official Maryland record-keeping organization for those three species. Established several state records in almost every category, over all largest white-tailed deer, typical white-tailed deer and non-typical, have remained unchallenged in the firearms division, but been a lot of we established some new stuff, some new records, like picked up or found category. We established a pretty good ladies division, a great youth division. None of that had happened prior to 2017. And, you know, here we are almost 6 years later, very excited to continue to keep Maryland records. So a lot of nice deer out there. We're measuring today in Westminster. For those of you who are listening in the Baltimore, Carroll County, Howard County region, if you've got a nice deer, just bring it on up to the Ag Center in Westminster and get it measured up for the record book. Because you've got to pay to get into the event, and it is the National Archery and Schools Program. There'll be 500 kids there. There'll be 1,000 parents or thereabout, and we hope to see a number of deer being brought from all over the state to that event. But if you'd like to come, you're going to have to, you know, pay your $5 admission or whatever that might be. But you get that back when you get your animal measured, because we've reduced the entry fee by $5 just because you have to pay the admission. Next weekend, we'll be at the Howard County Fairgrounds for the MD Sportsman and Outdoor Show. And speaking of that, we'll be giving three sets of tickets away. They didn't show up this week, so it's going to be interesting getting those in time and getting those out to the folks in time so that they can attend. But we'll get her done. So that's what we do here, get stuff done. Right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
Right. Robin, what would you like to talk about this morning? Did you see anything in the news that interested you this week? Or hear anything or find anything out at the bow hunters or, you know?
Just that seaweed that's coming towards Florida.
Okay.
It's like the size of the state or something really weird. It's really strange. That I'll send you an article and you can talk about it more intelligently. And that we're asking for more federal funds for relief from the snakehead and catfish.
Yeah, that's interesting that the governor would ask for federal funding to get rid of some of the invasive species here in Maryland. Fisheries managers have been, you know, warning and talking for years, at least through two, maybe three administrations, about the dangers of these fish, the snakeheads, the blue catfish, the flathead catfish. And that's true. These fish are eating machines, and they eat just about anything that comes into their circle. Now, people are talking about the snakeheads, you know, how horrible they are. And yet the people who fish for them and bow fish for them, you know, they don't see any shortage of some of the other species in the environment. Okay, what they do see is a massive influx of blue catfish, and the blue catfish are good to eat. They're not hard to catch, but they're not targeted by the commercial fishermen. I mean, there are enough numbers to be targeted by commercial fishermen. There's no question about it. They're not targeted because there's no money in them. None. They're getting like 10 cents a pound for these giant catfish. And you handle fish in your pound net from 10 to 50 pounds, and all the effort that goes into manipulating those fish, and then you take 2,000 pounds of fish to the market and get, you know, $200. Is the juice really worth the squeeze for the waterman? I don't know. But there are ways to help that situation. Now, the other part of the problem is, even if they bring those 2,000 pounds of catfish to a processor, you know, a wholesale processor to be sold at retail or, you know, sold to restaurants or whatever it might be, the processor has to have a federal USDA inspector on site every time they clean catfish. Well, there's A, not enough federal inspectors to meet that demand, and B, that person has to be paid. So that's a roadblock, successful elimination of this species by the commercial watermen. Now, keep in mind, they're probably processing, I don't know, 200,000 pounds of blue catfish a year. That's just a guess here in Maryland. But unfortunately, this delicious catfish is not being, presented for human consumption because you catch them, and there's no reason to have them inspected when they go to cat food factories and dog food factories. So, you know, if it were something that the public would be aware of that was good to eat, and the federal government would ease its regulations or maybe subsidize these watermen to catch these fish, maybe there would be some hope to at least reduce the number of blue catfish that are eating every other species in our waters. I mean, they're impacting the white perch, they're impacting the shad, they're impacting yellow perch, they're impacting, you know, everything else that they share the water with. Robin?
Uh-huh.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, I've just never had a fish so good as snakehead when Donnie Travis cooked it for me.
It was good.
It was amazing.
Delicious. Delicious, you know. So the snakehead, that's become a recreational obsession for a lot of people. They are available in a limited capacity for people to eat. People that know what they are and like to eat them don't mind the name. But I talked to a restaurant owner in Southern Maryland where there's a gazillion of them. I talked to him one yesterday, and he says, I'm not serving them. If I don't like them, I'm not serving them. And I think the part of that is the put-off is the name, snakehead. Who wants to eat a snakehead? And we've had this discussion before. There's people that have weighed in on different names and what to call them and how can we serve them and how can we, you know, how can we change the name of tuna from horsehead mackerel, or what was it tuna that we love to eat, the bluefin tuna. Now that used to be called a horse mackerel or something, and people wouldn't eat it. And some of the names that have changed on fish, like orange roughy, you know, that's not a very attractive fish. Monkfish, people don't know what a monkfish looks like, or they'd never eat it. So snakehead does have some negative connotation when it comes to people eating them, but they are one of the most delicious white fleshed fish you could come across.
Second only to perch, as far as I'm concerned, that you cooked this week.
Right, I know you like perch. I like to liken them to walleye. If people like walleye, which is a delicious freshwater fish, snakehead is along that same vein for me. Hey, good morning there, John, buddy. John said he won't eat a, quote, snakehead. He said, good morning, Robin and Alan, listening from Chelmsford, Massachusetts. So,
who's that?
Our buddy John.
Oh.
Hey, Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, Alan, Robin, how are you going on?
Doing good.
Good morning.
That's good.
So what's going on in your world today?
I guess nothing much any different than regular Saturday.
Well, I got you. I got you. Did you get out and about this week?
Well, I was out just a little bit, not too much.
Yeah, I got you.
On the hunting season, all I got is snow geese and what haven't really been actually, you know, out and set up to try to get them, but as I'm out around the house, I haven't really heard nor seen any.
Yeah, there are pretty much all our geese are pretty much gone. Have you seen any? I haven't seen a goose or a snow goose in a couple of weeks.
I've heard some few Canadians, but haven't really caught any snow geese. And what snow geese I did see even, you know, a few weeks ago was a, maybe about seven or eight in a bunch, and that's usually
usually
300 in a bunch.
Yeah, there's usually hundreds and thousands of them, no question. Well, you know, it's been a weird year. It's been a weird winter. So
this temperature, climate, whatever's going on to this
year. Yeah, might as well say we had, for the most part, during the day, we've had sort of, you know, all the spring temperatures.
Right.
In the 50s and 60s.
We're not enjoying it.
Maybe this hasn't come down that
You're probably right there, Glenn. Probably right. So, speaking of waterfowl, Senate Bill 327 had a provision in it. It was a bill that asked for increased funding for hunting increases in hunting licenses, an establishment of a conservation outreach fund. A sick-a-deer stamp for residents and non-residents, and Sunday waterfowl hunting.
And that's what you and I had quite a lively conversation over.
We have, and the Sunday waterfowl hunting provision is gone. It's gone. It was removed, I believe, yesterday in the House. So there will be no Sunday waterfowl hunting. This was the most contentious part of the bill.
What most people wanted.
Well, a lot of people wanted it, but the guides and the outfitters, the people that carry the parties, didn't want it, particularly here on the Eastern Shore.
Got it.
And so the provision was stripped out. Yeah. So there will be no Sunday waterfowl hunting this coming season, or probably for the next few years during this administration and this this run of the General Assembly. So they have no taste for increasing Sunday hunting opportunities. So there are a couple local bills that may pass for increased Sunday hunting opportunities, but very few. And so, you know, here we are again. 410. And Glenn, what do you think? You weren't going to go waterfowl hunting on Sunday anyway, were you?
Well, no, it depended.
There's Glenn.
It'd probably be a spur of the moment thing. But,
you know, yeah, but if you had the opportunity, you might, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I think a lot of people feel like that. People that have private property and have leases and so forth, if they would... if they would have the opportunity to go on a Sunday, they would. If they didn't have to depend on a guide or outfitter to take their party, you know, if they were set up on their own, they probably would find Sunday as a good day to go, you know, go for waterfowl. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times, you know, you go out to the farm, you know, you just out there around, and that big bunch of snow geese would be out there. And you say, "Dad, going and was there yesterday."
Yeah.
Wasn't there the day before on Saturday, but
that's right.
Any time during the week, and they're there on a Sunday.
That's right. Yeah. You got it right there, buddy. No question. So, exactly right. So. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call, Glenn. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Good discussion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Hey, it's time for Clyde Sports Shop's Let's Go Fishing 10-Day Sale. Kicked off yesterday. Runs through the 26th. Store-wide sale. You can save on all fishing rods and reels, all combos, all fish and tackle 10% off. And that excludes bait and licenses, of course. Monofilament line, half price. Take your empty spools in, and then we'll fill them up with line from just 1.5 cents per yard. How about that? Bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. That doesn't include the Power Pro braid. It just includes the monofilament, the premium monofilament from Berkeley or Strand or or Shakespeare, any of those good premium quality lines. Look, they've got the Shakespeare Ugly Stick. They've got Shakespeare Rods and Reels, the Fluger, which has name been around for a long, long time. They're featuring the President Series of Spinning Reels, which is a nice reel. I've got one. The Penn Spinning Reels are also on sale, featuring the Battle 3 Series. Kids combos and fishing kits are on sale from $19.95, and they're specific to the fish you're going after. So you got a little tackle box with that kids combo for trout or bass or catfish or panfish, so forth. And all rod and reel combos are on sale. I think I mentioned that. Check out the complete selection of St. Croix rods. And if the weather gets nice, don't forget Clyde's has live bait. All the terminal tackle you could use for perch, trout, panfish, and bass. For rockfish, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and the parachutes as well. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Clydesports.com is the website. They've been around since 1957, and Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Hey, spring is here. Groundhog, his prediction has run out. This is it. It's over. I mean, will we get a snowstorm? Maybe. But officially, according to the groundhog, only 6 more weeks of winter remain, and that time has passed. So, Mr. Groundhog, Woody Woodchuck, you're through. You've put it off long enough. You looked around the backyard, you looked at the deck, and it's all dreary looking out there, but that sad-looking picnic table and that rusty old grill have got to go this year. Time to stop by Backyard Billy's. Take a look at all the giant selection of poly, colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture in every color. Unbelievable. Including tables and chairs and those 300 Adirondack chairs that are stacked up. They're great to sit in, that's for sure, and will really dress up your deck. You can see all that stuff from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. In Backyard Billy's Backyard, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds, free setup delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's ginormous showroom, check out the brand-new barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. Traeger's got the pellet grills that you control on your phone. The Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe's are grill smokers that make meat just melt in your mouth. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits, too, and fire rings for that backyard party. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And don't forget, Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Sounds like our everyday here, Robin. You know, they got, that guy got that wood stove from Backyard Billy's.
Who did?
Yeah.
Who did?
The guy in the song, Put Another Log on the Fire.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Robin, get with it here. That went over well.
Yeah, tell you why you're leaving me.
Tell me why you're leaving me, right. Okay. I read about this this seaweed that's coming to the coast of Florida. It's a big, giant mat of seaweed that's slowly drifting towards us.
It's like sawgrass something, but it's not how you say it.
Sargasso.
Sargasso?
Sargasso, yeah. Sargasso seaweed. It's a big, giant floating mat, and it's enormous. I mean, it's, what'd they say, half the size of the United States, something like that.
Something like that. It was some wild, I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where's it coming from?
The Sargasso Sea, from what I understand.
Okay, I didn't read that far.
Drifted across the continents, and I mean across the great wide ocean, and here it comes towards us. So we'll see what happens. I don't know how they would. I don't know how
everybody wants to come to the United States.
Good one, Robin. Good one. Good one. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. So now we'll need to build a seaweed
wall.
That'll never happen under this administration. Too bad it's not drifting towards Washington, D.C. You know, it could cover that place up and nobody'd miss it.
It's too smart to do that.
The
murder rate's too high.
Something. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What comments are on your mind here this morning? What would you like to talk about? If you'd like to get some tickets for the outdoor show, give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680. We've got Mark on hold over there in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, good. Are you going to drive to Florida to see the seaweed meth?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we're already cursed with that person who has a house here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little like when they play bagpipes at somebody's funeral. All I can think is, hasn't the family suffered enough?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good one.
So, about changing fish names.
Yes.
If you look up Asian carp, you can find a lot of articles recently published. The state of Illinois is trying to deal with the invasive Asian carp.
Yes.
Which is very close to getting into the Great Lakes.
Yes.
And they've renamed it Copi, C-O-P-I.
Copi. Okay.
Yeah, and because they're calling it Copi instead, a lot of people are turned off at the thought of carp. They think of it as a bottom feeder and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. It's the truth.
Once they renamed it Copi, it's now finding its way onto restaurant menus, and people really like it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I'll tell you,
and
I really like this.
The thought is, no matter how popular it becomes, they'll never run out.
Exactly.
So they're trying to prevent the further explosion of the population by killing two birds with one stone. They get people to try it. They like it, and they eat it. And it poses less of a threat to the native species, which are being wiped out.
Right, right. The situation
and all about changing the name.
The situation with the blue catfish is this, though. You have in the Mississippi Delta a widespread industry for farm-raised catfish, which are channel catfish.
Yeah.
Those are very popular. I mean, every grocery store you go into has catfish in the seafood section, and they're farm-raised catfish. The catfish farmers union, organization, whatever you want to call it, fears that the blue catfish will compete with their farm-raised catfish. So with their political pull, they've been able to get the USDA to go along with them to say, oh, this is an invasive species. We don't know what you're getting. You know, it's going to have to be inspected and this and that and the other thing. And in the meantime, the states that are plagued by the blue catfish, including Maryland and D.C. and Virginia, where, you know, the native species. I mean, this is a feeding top-tier predator that can get to be 80 pounds. I mean, the mouth is as wide as a football, okay? And it's just an eating machine. It eats the perch, it eats the shad, it eats the bluegills, it eats anything it comes in contact with. And it not doesn't just lay there on the bottom and wait for something to drift to it. It's an aggressive predator, a very aggressive predator. And it's an eating machine. But because of the farmed catfish lobby and the farmed catfish power in Congress, the blue catfish continues to wreak havoc in any environment where it might be. So we've got to get by that USDA thing and, you know, start to, I mean, if Wes Moore, our governor, wants to attack the invasive species here in Maryland and seek federal assistance, he needs to buck the commercial catfish industry and, you know, exercise some political clout of his own to see what will happen to help us get, you know, reduce these giant catfish eating machines in our waters.
It's not easy, but it can be done. I remember when William Donald Schaefer put a moratorium on rockfish.
He did.
For years.
He did. 5 years.
Yeah, and it worked. The population did recover.
It did. And this is the opposite, however. We've got to eliminate this species, and
right,
we've got to take all the roadblocks away that prevent us from harvesting and eating this. You know?
Then it takes a politician who's willing to turn down bribes. I mean, they call them political contributions, but, you know, they really are.
Good luck with that.
I was trying to come up with a good, but I couldn't come up with anything.
A good what?
A good funny thing about turning down bribes, but I couldn't get one to come to mind because there's so much corruption, it's not funny anymore.
Well, with the news that came out this week about our current administration and the family members involved thereof, I mean, you know, the fish rots from the head down is what they say, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's tough.
I want to know who else in our listening area has a bank account with just one word on it?
What do you mean?
There's one bank account that money went to, and all it says is Biden. It doesn't have a first name, doesn't have a second name.
Oh.
Doesn't have anything except that.
Except the name.
Ellen?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's me, but I can barely hear Robin.
I know. She has got the microphone a little far away from her mouth.
Is that better?
There you go.
Yeah, much better.
I'm so sorry. My voice, I've been kind of coughing to make it feel a little bit better, and I guess I took the mic away. I apologize.
That's much better. I hear you much better now, too.
Yeah.
So.
Did you all really want to hear me? Like I was saying, I just want to know who else has a bank account with just one word on it.
Biden, their bank account that says Biden.
Well, there's all bank accounts with everybody's names on it. And then there's one bank account that just says Biden.
Oh, gosh. You don't want to hear my response.
Mark lives in Delaware.
No, it's not vulgar. It's just there are so many tax laws that may be violated. And, you know, people talk, well, it's a gift. Most people don't realize there actually is a tax on gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's true.
By the person who gives the money, not the recipient. So if it's not income and it's a gift and it's more than, what, $16,000 a year, something like that.
I think it is 16.
Yeah.
There's transfer tax evasion.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Coming from the man who's a CPA.
Yeah, so, you know, it's okay to pay somebody else's domestic bills. It's okay to pay anybody else's anything. But if you pay too much in the course of a year, you have a tax return to file. And if they didn't file a tax return, well, then where are you?
Right.
But you never see the IRS investigating people like them.
No.
They investigate people like little people like us that barely get by.
The people that have money, and I'll never be in this ballpark, but spoke to a fellow the other day, very well off, sold a farm, paid $800,000 in capital gains taxes.
Yeah.
And some of the money that he made from selling this farm, he gave gifts to each of his three kids up to the maximum whatever's allowed to give, you know, and he donated a bunch of it. And, you know, still made up. He paid $800,000 in capital gains taxes. You've made some pretty hefty capital gains, from what I can understand. You know, and he still got enough out of the farm to live very comfortably. But, you know, like you said, there's a way to pay a gift, and I'm sure he did it properly.
I'm sure he did.
You know, I mean, a guy like that has got to have top. Notch accountant type people.
I correct myself. It's $17,000 a year now.
That changed because I thought it was 16.
Yeah, and the other thing in Maryland you run into is if he had an agricultural exemption, he paid a much lower rate of real estate tax.
That's very
all farmers legally do.
Yeah,
if they qualify. But the interesting thing is, if you sell the property, all the taxes for all the years that you were underpaying, they all come due.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's interesting.
Do. So if your land is being taxed as a farm instead of its what's called the highest and best use, you may be paying, I don't know, 20-25% of the normal tax. But that 75% year after year after year adds up, and it comes back to the year of sale.
Woo.
And you owe all the back taxes on it. That alone prevents a lot of farmers from selling.
I can imagine that it would.
I can imagine that
it would. So how does it work when it goes from generation to generation, or is that why it goes
that,
from
then generation? It's not a problem as I understand it, but
right.
Of course, that's when the transfer tax, known as the estate tax, kicks in.
Right.
But there, too, depending on how it's used, you can get an exemption and have it taxed as a farm and not as the fair market value of the land.
Gotcha.
But there are requirements. You have to maintain it as a farm for many years. And if you stop farming, then you're in trouble. Then you owe the estate tax. It's just one damn thing after another.
Sure is.
Now I know why our accountant gets paid so well. There's a lot you got to do and learn.
Oh, goodness, Robin. Before I retired, I used to spend an hour or two a day reading tax law and court cases.
Wow.
And, it was a living. But enough of that. Back to the fish. If they change the name and they fight the lobbyists, it can be done.
Yep.
Because from what I've read, is having great success just renaming the Asian carp tacopi for restaurant menus.
Wonderful. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, so there's hope.
Yeah, there is. There's always hope.
That's the old expression, where there's life, there's hope, although in my case, I'm not so sure.
You would think instead of asking for more federal money, they would find a way to do it and to get everybody involved in it to get rid of them.
That's not what gets done here in the state.
What was it that she said the other day? They've put $1 trillion for green marketing since they've been $4 trillion?
I don't know. You mean the federal government?
Green?
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
The money's stupid. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a great
week.
Thanks,
Mark.
It's good to hear you guys both on the radio this morning.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that.
If I wasn't always late, I would be on more often. But I have been known since I was born, because I was late when I was born, that I am always late.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Take care, buddy.
Bye, Mark.
All right. Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Now, that's one block off of Route 50 in Easton, and that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. And that's where I just got my last set of tires, and we're going to continue to, be a customer of Spurrier's Tire Service. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck. I was thinking about this the other day, from a big old jacked-up four-wheel drive that sits 25 feet off the ground to a little Mini Cooper or something that you're looking underneath the other cars. They've got the tires for all those. The Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to all the farm equipment, lawnmowers, and wheelbarrows in your backyard. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, and we've all had that happen, along with 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Yes, I said it. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, or call 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns, or not much, but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
All righty. So it's going to be, it went from 59 last night to 44. 2 this morning.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did.
I walked back here last night when I came back. It was so hot back here, I couldn't breathe.
No, it's because the fireplace was on. Well, we're talking to the fireplace. I'm reaching out to our listeners now, and we've said this for a couple of years now. Do you have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you never use? That hole in the wall that sucks the heat out of the room. That's called a fireplace. Well, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy. So here we are at 42 degrees. The fireplace is over there. It works automatically based on the temperature that we set on the remote, and it comes on when it's needed and goes off when it's not. Isn't that great? Yep, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, that one sitting over there is an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy that convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. The same company, however, makes a wonderful pellet stove insert and freestanding pellet stoves. Regency, another company that's represented at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, makes a wonderful freestanding wood stove and a wood fireplace insert to fill that hole in your wall. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon and you'll be ready for the cold weather that's going to come around next year, just like it always does, or this year, I guess, later in the fall, and it'll be here sooner than you think. Don't delay. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 for Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today or tomorrow? Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
You're going to play my big request rolling, next hour, buddy?
Got to keep them going, big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation.
And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All right, here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The question off the air was, is there any information on the turkey population? And the answer is yes. The turkey population in Maryland is still strong, but there are pockets of the state where the numbers have been reduced. There was a pretty hot turkey disease going around here a few years ago. It knocked down some of the population of turkeys, and there's also, with the advent of so many more predators, particularly coyotes, that's hitting the population pretty hard as well. Red fox, coyotes, and all that will take out the population. The other thing that people don't realize is that the weather plays a very big role in hurting the turkey population. If we have a cold rain and cold overnight during the time when the poults have just hatched, it could kill them, because a turkey's feathers, especially a poult, doesn't shed the water. You know, it just absorbs it. And many poults can die of exposure if you get a cold rain and then, you know, colder temperatures overnight. It's just one of those things that nature does. So to answer your question about the turkey population, there are pockets where the turkey population is decreased. And overall, I would say the population of turkeys has remained steady, but we'll have to get Bob Long on the air and talk about turkey population here in the next month or so, since turkey season's right around the corner here next month in April. So hope that helps. Hope that answers your question. They haven't stopped the winter season yet. They haven't cut back on the spring season. They haven't reduced the fall season. So anytime those things happen, that tends to tell you that they're taking more conservative measures to help the population. So there you go. I did get a text off the air, not to correct Mark, but Governor William Donald Schaefer did not institute the moratorium on striped bass. That was Governor Harry Hughes, did that in 1985. Hughes was in office till 87, and then he was succeeded by William Donald Schaefer, who ended the moratorium in 1990. I'll never forget, I ran into Willie Don over at the state fair one time. I happened to have the microphone on me, and I asked him a question. I said, you know, do you think that the, somewhere I have that recording. I said, do you think that, that the fishermen who wish to continue the moratorium on the striped bass will prevail in your administration? And he looked at me and said, no. That was it. That was his answer. He was ending the moratorium no matter what, no matter what the fishermen had to say. So. that was my one word interview with Don Schaefer. So.
That was always kind of his whole attitude. Whatever he said went.
Yep, exactly. So, all right. We have maybe time for one more caller if you jump on there real quick. But hopefully we've entertained and enlightened you this morning a little bit, and hopefully made you laugh. Joe said he went to the library the other day and asked for an audio book with some subtitles. And the librarian looked at him and said, isn't that a book?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Come on, Robin, get with these corny jokes, will you?
I said ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, all right.
I could have said boo.
Well, you could have. Yeah, you could have. So, anything you want to bring up here in that last minute or so, Robin?
No.
Anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm leaving you hanging.
Thanks. At least she knows it.
Okay, ready? Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Enjoy this wacky weather. It's what we got in Maryland.